Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you, hopefully to cheer you up and help you find the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. Now, I've been saying that phrase for 5 years, as long as this show has been in the air, and many of you have commented that you actually have found your happiness, and I really love that. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. Glad you found it. Don't know how you did, but if you want to tell me, you know how to get a hold of me. Well, if it's your first time here, I guess you don't. I have a text line for the show. It's 304-506-3332. You can text me your ideas, your pictures, your thoughts, your comments on the show, whatever you want. I usually get back to you pretty quick. People are surprised. They're like, you answered. I'm like, well, that's why I have a text line. Don't forget about my book, The Positive Perspective. You can get it on Amazon if you like to support big tech. And or you can go to my website, bepositivepodcast.com. A little pop-up or slide-in or something should come in. You can get your copy directly from me, and you can also get a personalized copy. I'll write a whole bunch of stuff right on the inside cover. And throw in some extra goodies just because you're helping support this show. I appreciate it. Everybody who supports this show by purchasing the merch off the website or purchasing the book or just hitting the PayPal link on, I think it's somewhere on the site. If not, it's on Podomatic. Well, let's see. What am I going to talk about today? Because, you know, first of all, I have to apologize. I haven't done a show, a real show, for over a week. It might be even up to 10 days. I don't know. But crazy stuff's going on. Daughter's getting ready to go to college. Actually remodeling, rebuilding a staircase in my house, doing lots of other stuff going on in a personal life. And, you know, we all have our personal lives, and I do too. And I just wanted to let you know, sorry, I wasn't here. I wasn't here for you, man. I wasn't here. But I'm here now. Oh, what happened? I clicked something and it disappeared. Oh, it's back. Okay. Oh, man, it has been a while. I got to blow the dust off this computer. But what was I going to talk about today? I'm not quite sure. I did have a topic that I was going to talk about. Oh, you know what? Here it is. Distraction is holding you back. Distraction is holding all of us back. And the world that we're living in right now is 1,000,000% full of distraction everywhere. Everywhere you turn, there's something, someone trying to distract you from who you are, who you really want to be, what your goal is, what your dreams are, what you think. Being force-fed what to think. And the insanity that's in the world now, and I don't care, this isn't a political right or left side of the aisle thing. This isn't a religious thing. This is just a human thing. Because I don't care what gender you are, what religion you are, what political party you are. None of that matters. I don't think any of that really matters anymore in the big picture as to where we are in time. Because like I've said numerous times, we're all here for a reason. We chose to come here. We forget where we come from because we have all this knowledge. Because if we had it, then we wouldn't be able to have these experiences. So that's why we're here. But what's going on in everybody's world right now is every single person, every single human being, your world is upside down. Right is wrong. You know, left is up is down. All this, it just seems like every moment there's something even more bizarre, more absurd that you're being told, you're being shown, you're being contradicted for your thoughts. And is there so much, division and distraction in the world for everyone? I'm not singling out any race, political party. I'm not singling out any of that. It's humanity. We're distracted by everything else. We are so far away in our minds. Most of us, most of the time, are so far away from our true potential. We've lost confidence in who we are. Now you might say, Nat, I'm very confident. I'm self-employed. I have a business. I do very well. I'm financially secure. I'm happy in my marriage. But we're all distracted. Something is distracting you from your true potential, our powers, our mind has, the self-healing abilities of the mind, of the body, to create what it needs to survive. The mental state of people nowadays is so distracted. That's the only word I could keep using. You know, when I try to, even when I try to focus on one thing, I'm trying to do something else. I'm doing numerous things. I've got a lot of things on my mind, and even if it's things that will better my life or personal things that I got to do in my life, I'm so forced to hear and see other things in life that are just bizarre. And you have to learn to tune the stuff out and just let it go by. And just don't even pay attention to it. It brings to mind a phrase, I think it's an Eagles song. It just looked at me uncomprehensively like cows in a passing train. I don't know why I had to say that, but that phrase is something, is what we have to get to. You just let it go by like cows in a passing train. Anything that's really out of your wheelhouse or out of your understanding or trying to distract you from who you are, don't let it. Disregard it. Move on. Turn the page. Scroll up. Whatever you got to do to not be stuck in the hole of distraction will give you strength in life. That's what you call a poignant pause. But being distracted, I mean, think about it. Think about you driving somewhere, okay? Here you are in your car. Your phone's going off with text messages. You're paying attention to all the crazy drivers out there because you're running late to work. You're thinking about what's going to happen at work and predicting the day you're going to have. You're getting distracted by that. Radio's on. There's an ad playing. Some commercials are playing. Music's playing. You're getting distracted by that. You're looking around. Everywhere you look, there's words to read. There's signs to see. There's people that you can actually pay attention to, and you know, even whether they're homeless people or people going to work, whatever they are, there's another distraction. And by the time you realize, you've forgotten that you're driving. You've forgotten that you might not make it to work. And did you kiss your wife goodbye? Did you kiss your husband goodbye? Your spouse goodbye? Did you hug your kids? Did you say, talk to your parents today if they're still alive, or your relatives? Did you tell someone you like their shirt? They look nice today. Did you share some positivity, some happiness in the planet? No, you're too distracted with what's going on. You're too distracted with, maybe you're distracted with the desire to be wealthy and filthy, stinking rich. So you're just working. And doing everything you can, and trying to make money so you can be rich and have all the nice things, and then you'll be happy. And you realize, if you do get all that money, it's really not what's making, not going to make you happy. Might make life easier because you got money to throw around. But then you're envious of your friend who has an average job, living check to check, with his wife and kids, takes a little few day vacation, and is happy mowing his yard and doing his job at work and putting a smile on someone's face. And you go, why is he so happy? I have all the money. Well, because he's not distracted by what other people think, what other people expect, what other people's opinions are of him. Now, I can only speak from personal experience. I used to really care what people thought about me a lot. Even though I was a performer on stage, a musician, always performing, you know, I kind of cared before that. But once I got on stage, when I got older, I don't care. I didn't care because I was expressing myself. I was doing something that made me feel good and in turn made other people feel good. It's a great feeling to be an entertainer and to help people to get away from the distraction. And in essence, I became a distraction for other people to distract them from the bullshit in life. They could listen to some music, have some fun, and not worry about the job they hate or the bills that they have for a while. And that's when distraction doesn't hold you back. That's when it helps you to release your positive stuff in your brain, your endorphins and all that good stuff. I could read some scientific stuff, but you know, you and I know it's just the stuff up there that makes us happy. You don't need all the terms, right? You can read that if you want to. I'm not going to give you that. But if I wanted you to get anything from today's show, which by the way, has been long coming because I took too much time off. If I would hope that you would get anything from the show about distraction holding you back, it would be to pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to what is occupying your mind, what is occupying your time. Because, I mean, I'm not saying it because I do it. I try to do it. But there's times when it's just I'm on autopilot. I guess it's human nature. That's a good way to put it, because we all get on autopilot. We get to our job. We're doing our job. Maybe it's going well. We're having a good day, but it's all of a sudden it's just, you're just going through the job. Maybe there's little variations of it, but you're doing it and you're okay and you're happy and that's not a distraction. But when you're driving home or you get home, let's do that. You get home and you're on your phone. Kids are on their phone. Wife's on their phone, on her phone. You're all in the same room, but you're separate. You're all distracted by technology. And it's, you know what? I'm right there with you. It's hard. It's so easy to get sucked in to that whole, the abyss of technology, whether it's on a computer, whether it's the TV, whether it's your phone, your iPad, whatever it is, and if you're an Android, it could be an Android, whatever it is that sucks you in and takes you down the rabbit holes on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or wherever it takes you, and you just go there. I've done it. I've sat there for an hour just watching stupid shit, and I get done and I go, you know what? There's an hour of my life that I'll never get back. There's an hour that I could have been productive and done something else. But I was distracted. And then I sit back and I justify it in my own mind by saying, you know what? I needed a break from all the crap today. I just wanted to be mindless for a short time. Maybe it cleansed my mind. Maybe I just needed to unwind. And that's okay. You have to do that. You don't have to, but I do. So I go down some rabbit holes and I notice all the stuff that's out there on social media that is on the, starting to get crazy with the politics and with aliens. I mean, have you seen, there's so much UFO stuff being posted everywhere that I'm starting to wonder if there's any life out there. No, I know there is. You do too. We're not the only, I mean, have you seen the universe? Have you seen it? No, because it's infinite. And if you, there's something that I've seen that's, it's a zoom out from the Earth and it pans all the way out to our galaxy, to the Milky Way, to the other galaxies and to the universe. And it's, you realize how we're smaller than a speck of sand on the beach of the world in this universe. But don't let that distract you because stay focused on what you want to be, what you want to do, how you want to act, what you want to say, what you want to think, how you want to live, what religion you want to be, what gender you want to be. I don't care what you want to be, what you want to think, what you want to believe in. I just care that I would love for everyone to just treat each other as human beings. You don't have to like what somebody's doing or what they think or who they believe in or what they believe in. But they're another human being. And that's just the physical part. Because in essence, they're you. They're me. We're all one. And when you start thinking that way and believing that we all come from the same place, this is just like the branches off a tree or the roots of a tree. We are all different roots and we've come from the same tree and the roots go out. But unlike the tree, at the end, they all come back together into the same tree. So we'll all be back together in some form or another. But don't get distracted. Don't let distraction hold you back from who you are, what you believe, and where you want to go. Just think about what you're thinking about, and you can save yourself from the hazards of distraction. All right. Okay. That's all I got to say. I'm running out of words. That's the show. Sorry it took so long. I'll try to get back to the mic a little quicker than another week. Remember, help the show out. There's bills are flowing in for this, this podcast. You can pick up a book, grab a shirt, grab a cup, grab a coolie cup, grab a keychain, grab whatever you want from the website. BePositivePodcast.com. Don't forget the text line, 304-506-3332. I want to hear from you. What do you want me to talk about next? Let me know. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.